Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today? I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd show. It's kind of a hump day. Hump Day Tuesday, as we're gone Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. Glad you can be with us on the Sheeman and Shepherd show on ESPN Southwest Florida, as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Plenty of ways to participate and listen. You can go straight to our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Everything is there. In fact, Joe Winter, who heads that up, will be with us later for a cup of Joe. It is all bundled together neatly on our app, which is free. Download it on your devices, ESPN Southwest Florida. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepard's at PSHEP326. Chris Beasley at Chris in SWFL. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots to do. Brad Ralph joins us later on today. Red Alert, putting people, teams, and situations on blast. Twitter Police, Sunshine State. We'll do a special edition of Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts on a Tuesday at 5:30. Brad Ralph talking hockey, if I haven't mentioned that already. We'll have my NFL power rankings, and I'm already getting hammered. All of a sudden, just getting hammered on my Thanksgiving sides power list, which is also
our good
website.
Friend DeAndre Lou. And, you know,
she just blessed me.
Everybody's saying this. Basically, it's the one common theme, and I'm not sure if I – fair or unfair. Roles should be top 10. That seems to be the theme. Roles should – see, roles – I'm like, roles – are roles even a side? I guess if they're homemade and you do something special to them, but – I mean, what's a roll? I mean, you take out a bag of, you open up a bag and you put rolls on it. Now, if we're talking about homemade rolls, all right, that's a different level. But I think you just mean regular
Some
rolls.
Some people really like their bread, and I just meant
I understand, but a roll, it's a roll. It's a, I mean,
we'll get to
it's,
it.
It's a roll.
Chris is upset with the mac and cheese. I mean, it's all over the place. You know what it's like to be Craig Sheeman? Craig Sheeman wakes up, and I say, all right, what side am I getting hammered from now? That's how I wake up every day. Everything I do.
Not at all.
Just, I'm taking.
You give and you give and you
no,
give.
No, I keep taking hits left and right, front and back. But you know what? The leaders take the arrows. That's how I feel about it, and I stand firm. And
you're no Zach Wilson. I'll give you that.
By the way, I also have my NFL power rankings as well. We can criticize that, too. All that coming up on the program. How are you today, otherwise?
I'm good. Getting ready. Today's like a Thursday.
Chris is getting hammered on the text line already. Who was it? Stammer Time got Chris blitzed him yesterday for saying that the police kicks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
At the end of soccer games. Little
penalty kick.
Penalty kicks.
Not at the end of soccer games. Sometimes it's in the middle.
Penalty kicks are rare in the World Cup, according to Chris.
And a bunch of them this year.
Said every game they were, came down to a penalty kick.
I didn't say that they were rare. I said that I don't think that they're up.
They were in every game. Excuse me. Every match.
Okay.
There have been a few.
You know
what?
Fine. Let's not listen to the guy that actually watches the sport and understands what's. I'm not leading us astray.
We lean on you for this information every 4 years.
You know what? You know what? Quit deflecting, Craig, and answer why you have mac and cheese below a sweet potato casserole. That is un-American what you've done.
At 3 o'clock, I'll have my reason.
Yeah,
in fact,
stand
firm.
There's no reason.
I'm
the reason
firm.
I am so glad I don't have your taste buds. That sounds like a miserable Thanksgiving plate that you put together.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know what it is?
See that?
He's always downtrodden after the Lions lose, and instead of rewarding himself, he likes. The feeling of losing, so he creates a loser Thanksgiving plate to go with his losing football team.
We're not losers. We're winners. We have a winning streak.
Don't blame me.
You're in the hunt.
Don't blame
we're
me.
We're in the hunt. We have a streak. And, you know, I largely go by gut feeling on a lot of my hot takes. I'm feeling good about Thursday afternoon. Feeling good.
Yeah. Well, see, the mac and cheese thing, that's the and growing up in an Italian family, call it what you want. We'd always have instead of mac and cheese like regular mac, which who doesn't love that? But somebody in our family would always make a big ziti, And which is very common as well as an additional side.
But, so you show me something very disturbing. The Bills are sabotaging the Lions with sugar, trying to make us tired.
Let Chris do his update, and we'll get into this, because this could be a problem.
This is a problem. I reject the gift from the Bills.
You can't reject it. Did you see this, Chris?
No.
The Buffalo Bills sent the Detroit Lions. Now, the owners of these two franchises, I believe, have been pretty friendly for a long time.
Who's not friendly with the Ford family? They're benign.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that there's a special kinship between the Bills and over the years.
The Chevys.
They sent over. So Tim Hortons was a big donut chain, like Krispy Kreme out in the Midwest, I think. It's a big...
I thought it was Canadian.
Maybe it is.
I thought it was a Canadian brand.
Anyway, Buffalo sent over about a zillion boxes of donuts and bagels and coffee. So the Lions tweeted out this morning, thanks for sending over breakfast, because they must be there. Mm-hmm. Thanks for talking breakfast. We'll see you soon. The Bills responded in this incredible bromance.
I don't like it.
Return message, and it said, it's the least we could do. This is on their official. Thank you for being the best host. And a little smile emoji. Surprised it didn't have a little kiss on it.
Yeah.
So now you're afraid that the Buffalo Bills are trying to sabotage you and have your players eat all this sugar all day.
Try to load us up on sugar and make us sluggish.
Because it's an early game tomorrow, and you won't be able to play. Instead of just saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions said thank you. The Lions said thanks for sending over breakfast.
Return to sender and ship him back to Buffalo. Fatten up Josh Allen a little bit. Slow him down.
But nice gesture by the Buffalo Bills. Craig doesn't appreciate it. He thinks you're being sabotaged.
We're enemies this week.
Kill him with kindness, Buffalo.
Anyway, I tweeted it out if you want to see it. It's kind of funny. Tons of beautiful boxes. Got to be 50 boxes of donuts, if not more.
That's a lot of donuts. It's a lot of donuts.
See bagels, lots of coffee.
Why do we have cupcakes here in the front office? What's going on up there?
Honestly, probably there's like two or three left out of six or something like that. Somebody must have brought them in for breakfast and left them.
Breakfast of champions, cupcakes.
So
don't knock it.
Now you're
I'm
mad
sure
at that.
You've done it. Put it on the list, Pete.
List of hatred?
Cupcakes.
Yeah, cupcakes for breakfast.
I would have to hate
cupcakes to do it. I'm not saying I haven't done it, but it's not a good way to start.
But you're offended at the gesture. That's what you're saying.
It's a great way. A little shot of energy.
And then you crash, and then you have three more, and then you've had too many. It is 7 minutes and 47 seconds past the hour. Time for a sport. I have no self-control.
Don't eat seven cupcakes.
It's time for a Sports Center rundown.
Or regular.
Here's Chris. I have a problem.
One of the largest upsets in World Cup history. Saudi Arabia beats Argentina 2-1. And apparently it's broken the scoring, because the next two games, Denmark against Tunisia and Mexico against Poland, were both scoreless draws.
Back to normal.
Saturday's Virginia Tech game has been canceled in the wake of a shooting that left three UVA football players dead. Neither team is bowl eligible, so both teams' seasons are over. And EA Sports announced today NCAA football video game will be released in 2024. There were reports that we would get it summer of 23.
All right, that will be cool when it finally comes out. Let me ask you, Chris. All right, break it down for me. So Saudi Arabia beats Argentina. Going back to your list on the website, you compared these teams to NFL teams so we can understand their personalities and their abilities. I can't remember who you had, Saudi Arabia and Argentina. Argentina was a good team, right?
They were very Vikings.
They were the Vikings?
No, the Vikings were Spain. I'm pulling it up right now. No, Argentina's a very good team. Obviously, a lot of history with that country and having success at the World Cup. This year's version is good, not great.
Well, when you have Messi, you're always in the hunt.
Exactly.
He scored the goal.
So Argentina was the Baltimore Ravens. That was their equivalent.
And Messi is Lamar Jackson.
Correct.
One-man show.
And then Saudi Arabia is the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing.
I said better than most people think. They won't win very many games, but they're a tough out.
I turned it on. I had sports.
Oh, my gosh. And Australia just took a one-goal lead over France.
That is unbelievable.
That's all I'm thinking.
Oh, my gosh.
What a crazy day. So in the Argentina game, there were three goals Argentina scored that were called back, all of them for offside, which I have not seen one highlight of it. I was watching SportsCenter this morning. to their credit, they said, breaking news, upset alert.
They're not allowed to show it.
No, but as soon as they did it, I clicked over to FS1,
yeah,
and boom. So I watched the last of injury time.
Yeah.
And saw what happened. There were a lot of Saudi Arabia fans there, unless they were the fake ones that people
No,
say.
No, those were real. Those were real ones. I mean, they're neighbors. They share a border.
So I didn't see how. So do you think the calls were? They were horrific.
No, they were all legitimate.
They were all legitimate.
Every one of them legitimate.
That makes me
feel bad. The referee played it the correct way. They did not blow the play dead. They let it continue through the goal. They go to VAR, video assistant referee, our instant replay. They go to it, and they show you clear as day offsides.
Okay.
Well, so there weren't. Now, the rest of the game, I didn't watch a lot of it. I watched a little bit of the first half. The rest of the game, I don't know about the officiating. But, I mean, the two goals that Saudi Arabia scored, they were not flukes. They were well-played goals. The second goal was beautiful. No, Saudi Arabia deserved it.
And they got to play Poland and Mexico next in that division, which, yeah, and I remember when Spain won the whole thing, when's the last time they won it? They lost their first match. It was 80, 90, what?
No, Spain won it in 2010.
2010. They lost their first match, too, and won the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible.
They can get out, but now the...
That's tough. Mexico and Poland. Now you're...
The wiggle room that you had if you were Argentina, you thought you were going to get 3 points for sure off of Saudi Arabia, and then you could really go on and draw against Mexico and draw against Poland, and you would have been through to the knockout rounds. That's no longer the case. You're going to have to beat Poland and probably Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a question as we're watching a guy being carried off the field. You see a lot of guys go down injured, holding their knees and all that kind of stuff, and then mostly they pop back up. Serious question. The ACL and the ligament knee damage in soccer, is it anywhere near what it is in the NFL? I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That's what I'm wondering.
It happens, but not a ton. Okay. And I wonder, this has kind of been something going on in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers has been talking about it. They don't play. They only play on natural grass fields.
Right.
So I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Okay.
But it's fun. Going back to Aaron Rodgers stuff, like, don't we blame the turf at FedEx Field for ending Robert Griffin's career?
RG3, yeah, Alex Smith,
and that was
Joe Theismann. Well,
but that was a crappy, that was an icy, rainy, cruddy day.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you go all natural turf, you're going to get those conditions that we had in Washington for the playoffs a decade ago,
or
however long ago it was. You're going to get that in Buffalo. You're going to get that, maybe not Green Bay. I guess Green Bay's got a natural field, and you don't see a lot of problems there in the postseason.
Well, Buffalo has
turf.
The turf,
yeah. They've got artificial turf.
But again, also, as we talked about last week, right, about, these teams that have college teams, these fields that have college teams that play on them, or soccer in some cases, makes it even worse sometimes during the football season.
Mexico City held up well yesterday. That was a topic of conversation
considering the rain.
The field looked good at the end. And Craig Sheeman's special, as I told you, blowout 49ers. I got one right.
The deflected interception, that did them in because they were ready to drive. It looked like they were driving again, ready to take the lead.
It's funny. That's when I turned the game off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was quite the affair. Player after player after player and coaches said it was just the greatest atmosphere they've ever played in.
It sounded great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were...
Well, Arizona, I mean, they're big. I know the big Cowboy fans over there, the big Arizona fans, the big San Fran fans.
That was a Niners crowd.
That
was a Niners home game.
Which surprised me a little bit.
But San Francisco, and we said it with McCaffrey, go out there, as long as Jimmy G, that they're going to be really tough in the NFC down the street. They're going to be really, really tough.
I think the 49ers owe Jimmy G a public apology
for
making him fourth string work out on the sideline boy in camp. He's going to lead them to the playoffs.
They made him take a pay cut, which they didn't expect him to take. He said, okay, I'll take it. It's still going to be Trey Lance. They've already, unless they really, really change their mind, they've said, It's going to be Trey Lance next year. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do.
I would if he gets them to a Super Bowl, I wouldn't change.
Because then you're talking about with Kansas City get rid of Alex Smith and they went deep in the playoffs. They should have gone deeper.
Trey Lance, Patrick Mahomes. At least they were seeing Patrick Mahomes in practice for a year. They knew what they had.
But they're all in on Trey Lance. They're all in on him. So,
in my opinion, that's a mistake at this point.
Until Jimmy G loses you a playoff game. Because he can't hit an open receiver down the field.
Wow. By the way, so I don't know if you guys saw this, and I didn't see it live. I saw it later. But you know how they always do the shots of the players coming off the bus and walking into the stadium, and some guys are more dressed up than others. So I'm going to tell you, Jimmy G, dude looked awesome.
Yeah, he's a smoke show.
It was a pink suit that only he could pull off in all of his handsomeness. And then they cut to Colt McCoy coming off the bus, who looks like he just rolled in off the farm. It was unfair to Colt McCoy. I mean, it was criminal what they did, putting those two shots back to back. But it was amusing nonetheless.
he's an attractive and powerful man.
He sure is.
Speaking of powerful, did you see, Chris, did you have this in the rundown about the Final Four sites?
No, I didn't.
So for the first time, I don't know if you saw this, Craig, Final Four is headed to Vegas.
Vegas, baby!
We're raging on the tournament. Could be really interesting. I wonder if they're going to allow it.
They have to.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
They used to have that rule where you couldn't bet on UNLV, but I think that rule has been lifted now. I think it's still lifted, right? Can you bet on UNLV in Nevada? Can you bet on teams that play in Nevada?
I don't know.
In Nevada?
You can bet on the Raiders. Raiders game. Yeah. In fact, I think you can bet on the Raiders in the stadium now.
Okay, they probably lifted that rule then. That used to be in effect for a long lot of years. But NFL, NCAA announced today, so Ford Field in Detroit will host the Final Four in Allegiant Stadium gets at 27-28. Ford Field in Detroit, amazingly, in 2027. Lucas Oil Stadium in Indy gets it in 2029. And AT&T Stadium in Dallas would have it 2030 event.
All right.
Hertz didn't make the cut, unfortunately.
Mm.
This season, it's at NRG Stadium in Houston and State Farm Stadium in Phoenix. The Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Lucas Oil Stadium already have been chosen for the following three Final Fours. So Vegas, Final Four's going.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah, and with sports wagering, I mean, you don't have to have a window in the stadium. You can pull up your MGM app or Caesars app, whatever, and you have money or funds deposited in that. You can place it wherever.
By the way, did you see there's been a little bit of a problem with FanDuel's betting site, which doesn't affect people here.
Yeah, somebody got ripped off or frozen out of their account.
Oh, and money was transferred. There's some shenanigans going on.
Yeah.
But doesn't affect anybody in the state of Florida.
Yeah, I did see that. All right. We are so jammed today, and a condensed week and a condensed day. Guys, I think we're going to have to do our NFL pick'em like next segment.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as we're all on board.
By the way, another quick NFL note. Barry Jackson talking about, we actually brought this up, but if the NFL convinces itself to give Dolphins Bills to NBC and sacrifice the game for its own network, then NFL Nets game on Saturday, December 17th will presumably be Giants-Washington at 1 among Baltimore, Cleveland, Indy, Minnesota, and Atlanta, New Orleans. So it was a year ago today, Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, that the NFL announced which mid-December games moved to Saturday. Mm-hmm. NFL tough call with Miami and Buffalo. Move it to Sunday night, December 18th to help NBC, or move it to Saturday on NFL Network, its own network, and then find another game, as I said, to replace the Patriots in Vegas. But.
Well, they should wait another week or two. Because when, teams like the Lions have won 5 straight.
No, they've got to announce.
I have to announce it to this 12, week.
12 days out, you have to announce any flexes. Except if you're changing days, you're right. It's got to be ahead of that 12-day window.
We can do it. I just saw the Bills change plans with 3 days notice. It can be done.
Force majeure, Craig.
It was force majeure.
Now, what happens if they ever move? Whatever happens if there's another blizzard in Buffalo when they play Miami?
Move it to Miami.
Somebody said that, and then give Buffalo the 2 home games next year.
Well, I don't like that.
Well, if this is becoming,
you can't have it all.
As long as they're played before Halloween, I guess I'm okay with it.
If it's going to become a problem, then you play all these games in the Northeast in September, and you come down to South in December.
Absolutely not. Sometimes it works out that way, but
I'm a solution guy, Pete. That's what I came up with.
You're a problem guy.
No, you're a problem.
I like to point out problems, but I like to come with solutions.
Your solutions revolve around your 10th ranked Detroit Lions.
There's nothing worse than a person that just points out problems all the time, but doesn't offer a solution. You ever notice those kind of people, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really annoying.
Pointing to me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm being general. I'm not being specific.
All right.
Saudi Arabia declared tomorrow a national holiday.
Really?
Good for them.
Free oil for everybody.
All public and private sector employees will have the day off from work and schools will be closed.
What a two-day stretch, huh? National holiday on Wednesday, then they can celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday?
They don't do Thanksgiving over there, Chris.
I'm sure they do something like it.
There you go, generalizing.
Canada has Thanksgiving.
Eh? In like October.
October, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. About a month before ours.
What do they eat? They don't do a big old turkey.
Moose.
They do a lot. They have turkey. They have a lot of stuff.
You know, a moose is an underrated animal. Mooses are cool. You don't see a moose very often.
Could you imagine a whole moose on the dinner table?
Would you keep the antlers and the whole
presentation? You have a little apple in the mouth.
No, it'd be like a big watermelon instead. But.
There should be a pro team named the Moose. That's how you say the plural, right?
Moose? I think there's a
mooses.
Mooses.
Look at all those moose. Yeah, moose. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think there's a is there an ECHA? There is a professional minor league team that I believe is nicknamed Moose. I think.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a hockey team.
Yeah.
You get a lot of those.
It's a funny word too.
You know, junior teams out there, like in Medicine Hat, way the hell up there in Canada. Saskatchewan, stuff like that. Yeah, I'll be surprised. I believe there is a team nicknamed Moose.
The Manitoba Moose. Yep. They are in the AHL.
Okay, yep.
You know, that reminds me. I had a question. Okay. So, actually, I was just telling Pete last night, I called an audible on my way home. I went over to the basketball tournament at Hertz, watched some college hoops.
Oh, nice.
So, Northern Kentucky was taking on Florida Gulf Coast. They're the Noose.
Norse.
I mean, yeah.
The Norse.
Yeah, that's
that's a mythological creature,
it's
right?
It's a Viking, type. Yeah.
Hmm. I had moose on my mind, and I said noose. No, noose, that's not good.
No.
Norse.
No.
Norse.
Yeah, that's good. They were 2-point underdogs. They won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They Craig Sheeman special in the second half. Covered.
Oh, the Norse are... Norwegians or Scandinavians in medieval times.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, they're a group of people.
Yeah, it's on
like,
that show.
Like Vikings.
Vikings, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't know that about Northern Kentucky.
FGCU won, right?
Yeah, handily.
So they were 2-point dogs.
They covered.
Green Fox says moose baby cool, but they can also destroy you. They can be nasty and vicious. I know.
They also have that
groan, that howl, not something in between.
Ooh. Oh, my.
No, it's like it's deeper and that was a really? Like get out of the way type of thing.
Oh, sounds scary. All right, well, I'll tell you what. So we gotta stay on time. We got a lot to do. So when we come back, we're gonna go on our website, ESPNSWFL.com, and do our NFL Pick'em game. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, was Chris not feeling well? Okay, he's playing sound effects in there. All right.
That's a moose.
It's like a duck on steroids.
All right. Very good. All right, so we've got the games on Thanksgiving, all of them. Triple header. Coverage starts at noon with the game.
Is Rick here all day?
No.
Oh.
Are these automated or other people do them? Or
no, we got Raj.
Oh.
I let those guys work it out.
Oh, okay. Cool. So we got the Bills-Lions that all the nation will be whetting their appetite with. Then when I'm eating dinner, some of you will watch and listen to the Dallas Cowboys versus the Giants.
Game of the day. Well, no, it's not.
No.
And then for comatose dessert, unbutton a couple buttons on the pants on the couch time late in the day, Patriots and the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins in prime time.
Kirk Cousins in prime time. Patriots blocking in the back. All that good stuff.
Shut up.
Our Thanksgiving Day triple header.
You know what? Your game's going to cancel because your players are going to be in a coma after all the donuts they eat from the Bills.
They might. Our triple header is brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. That means for 10 straight hours, nothing, 12 straight hours, nothing but Naples Wealth Planning commercials.
It's not with them.
In between the games.
Well, we appreciate them for bringing the games to you.
Yeah.
They love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you, Brian. All right.
I'm having Thanksgiving with them, so
really?
We'll be listening.
Okay.
Pete Shepard's Thanksgiving dinner brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning.
After Grace, will you throw that in, please? All right. Our NFL pick'em next. Sheeman to Shepard, ESPN Southwest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman to Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida. Doing some rearranging here because of the shortened week. We normally do, you know, our pigskin picks, the real one. In fact, that's usually Friday at 4 o'clock tomorrow. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour, except it's our annual Pick-a-Palooza, where we do like 13, 14 games, whatever. It's just crazy. We also do our ESPN, SWFL.com, Pick'em, this is straight up, no point spreads. You guys could play as well on the website, brought to you by Eatery by Ryan. We normally do that Thursdays at the 3 o'clock hour. We're doing them now. So we're juggling some stuff around to get it in the condensed week. I'm perusing the standings now, right now, on our website. Lo and behold, Craig Sheeman is in first place. 102 wins.
By one.
Why do you always temper it down like that?
Because you said you did the same thing last week.
Because you built yourself up.
You did the same thing last week.
I built myself up.
You said, yeah, by
you
one.
You knocked me
you
down.
You said, Chris and I were in first or whatever. You said, yeah, by one.
I have
we're all right there. We're all very close.
I have 102 wins. Chris has 101. Joe Winner and Pete Shepard, 100. Mm-hmm. So, gentlemen, let's start making some picks. This is just picking winners on our website. Chris, start us off. We got Buffalo and Detroit, 12:30 Thursday.
Craig, nothing would make me happier than to see your boys give you a Thanksgiving Day miracle.
Really?
And win, but it's not going to happen. I mean, the Bills.
All right. Pete, taking the Bills.
I really want to take Detroit here. I really
Well, they're going to cover in real life, but the actual winner, that's what this one's about.
I really want to, but I think it's going to be a squeaker, but I am picking the Bills. And also your obnoxiousness this week really wants me to take Buffalo.
That's a big part of it.
If I'm taking the Bills, I hope they win by 50. No, I don't, because I'm going to probably take Detroit in the points.
All right. Here's what's going to happen. If I pick Detroit, then Buffalo will win. If I pick Buffalo, then Detroit will win. So I'm going to pick Buffalo. I'm going to psych myself out here because it's more important for me to be in first place. Next, the 4:30 game, the New York Football Giants, who, from what I can see last week, suck. They're frauds at 7-3. They did not look good from what I saw when I scouted them on Sunday, taking on the Dallas Cowboys, who did not suck, against Minnesota.
Why don't you give your team some credit for making them look that way?
That's what I'm implying.
It's like the Giants sucked. Well, they don't suck.
They did on Sunday. They couldn't handle the Detroit Lions.
What was the final score?
31-17?
Yeah, it was up there. I can't remember.
Something like that. I'm going to go with Dallas here, but the Giants are not as bad as what we saw last week, and the Cowboys are not as good as what we saw last week. I think that it's an overreaction with the line being at 9 right now. Cowboys favored by 9 in a divisional game.
Yeah.
That seems insane to me.
Jump all over that.
I think Dallas, I'm going to go with Dallas to win. Would not surprise me at all if the Giants win this game, though.
I think it's going to be another barn burner. I do. And that's the way the NFL is. And just when you think you have it figured out, if you haven't, doesn't matter what team you're a fan of, go back and look at these games, and especially, as Chris said, rightly so, go look at divisional matchups this year and see how many times it was double-digit wins by the other team.
Yeah.
Not many.
Yeah.
Not many. So Dallas to win, Giants to cover.
Final game of the night Thursday, New England.
Are you going with Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Dallas. Sorry. New England at Minnesota. Mm. Rick Church and Catherine will be watching.
Everybody will be watching.
Yeah.
The Egg Bowl and this.
The only thing that scares me away from Minnesota in this game is Kirk Cousins in primetime. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Minnesota. I think it's close, but I'll go with Minnesota to bounce
Spread's
back. After
2.5 now, Minnesota -2.5.
Did it drop a point?
Yeah, it's
2.5. It was 3.5 yesterday.
Yeah, it's 2.5.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I think Minnesota wins this game.
All right.
I think they bounce back.
Pete, you taking your Patriots?
It's a tough call. The Patriots defense is playing the best in the NFL the last 5 weeks. It's an elite level. It's Cousins on primetime. They have so many weapons, and they're ticked off. They should be ticked off, right? They got humiliated last week. It's a tough spot, but I am not sitting home on Thanksgiving night. And this is one time. I think it's going to be a barn burner. Most Minnesota games are barn burners anyway. Last week was an exception. So I'm going to say the Patriots get in it. Mac Jones completed 85% of his passes last week. He just didn't have a touchdown. And a couple of bad third down calls by Matt Patricia, I thought.
Shocker.
Well, no, because he's been okay. He hasn't been great, nor has he been awful. He's been okay. But some of his third down calls in the Jet game, I think they were 4-for-14, whatever it was. That can't happen. But anyway, I'm going to take the Patriots. Win by a field goal.
I'm gonna take Minnesota, but you know what? I have a feeling that you're right about New England's defense lately. And if Minnesota comes off of a 3-point performance against the Dallas Cowboys, and if New England holds them to some ridiculously low number, then I'm going to predict that the Minnesota Vikings become the Pittsburgh Steelers of a couple of years ago, where they started out like 11-0 and then just
hold on
for dear life, trying to eke into the playoff spot. I think they could go into a tailspin here, but I'm going to take them to win.
I think New England has to hold them to under 20. I think they can do that.
Yes. Pete, I'm telling you, but my scenario, they might hold them under 10 like they did the Jets,
and
it's going to send them into a tailspin. If that happens, that's going to send this team into a tailspin.
Possibly. Kirk would really have to crap out. Really have to crap
Denver
out in this game.
At Carolina. This is a game nobody wants to watch.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch this.
Yeah, you do. You bet the under.
What is it?
30?
It's a low number, whatever it is.
Find out.
I'm going to change my pick.
Okay.
I can't pick Denver.
Okay.
No.
I am going to pick Denver.
I can't. You can't do it.
Why? All right,
yeah, I'm going to go Carolina.
All right, I'm going Denver.
Pete. Why? Because it's Denver. You know what? I'm going back to Denver. I'm going to stick with
Russell Wilson greater than PJ Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Chris, Pete, who are you going with? Denver?
No.
Carolina?
I'm not going. Why would I go with Denver?
I'm just trying to speed it up. We got like 2 minutes and we got to do 20 more games. Let's go.
No, we don't. I'm going with Carolina.
All right.
I'm trying. The total is 36.
Tampa Bay at Cleveland. Bucks win, right?
Yeah, give me the team with their starting quarterback playing. I think the Bucks defense getting rolling right now. They're not going to let Cleveland run the ball.
Okay.
Give me Tampa, but it's close.
I take, close, like 23-20, 23-17.
Yeah, I was thinking 17-14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Pete, Tampa?
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa. I think it'll be like 24-10.
All right.
I think the Bucks are going to start to roll, and I think the Browns are going to have a hard time scoring on Sunday.
Baltimore at Jacksonville.
This is the type of game Jacksonville wins.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, we're coming back in here on Monday, and we all go, what was that?
Yeah, 4-point underdog. Somebody's going to get it. There's always at least one upset every week.
I'm going to – it's only four.
Four. Jaguars +4.
Line is screaming to take
but that
Baltimore.
Does not apply here. Let's keep it moving. Yep.
No, I know. I'm going to go with Baltimore, but I think Jacksonville is a live dog in this spot.
I like Baltimore. Who are you
Baltimore.
Going?
Baltimore.
Okay. Houston with their 1-8-1 record at Miami. It says here Miami has a 99% chance of winning this game.
Who you say that? That's the percentage of votes on the team.
Oh, so this isn't next gen?
No.
13-point favorite.
Yeah, I don't think I can ever remember a time where my Dolphins have been a 13-point favorite over anyone.
Especially after Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, and a bye week.
A bye week.
Miami coming off the
playing
bye.
A cruddy team.
Give me Miami, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going Miami. Chicago Bears, Justin Fields, quote unquote, day to day, or they might shut him down for the rest of the year. We may know more tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I wish I did know.
Yeah.
I wish I did know. And you heard Saleh yesterday. He's undecided what he's going to do. Maybe he takes pity again on Zach Wilson, even though he shouldn't, because he hasn't taken pity on anybody else on that team this year. He's sat them down, and they've been disciplined. I really don't know. This is a tough call. I'm taking the Bears. I'm reluctantly taking the Bears.
Chris, who are you taking?
This is a bounce-back game for the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. The Jets are going to win this game comfortably.
I 100% agree with you. This is a bounce-back game. And, again, I think there's a good chance Justin Fields doesn't play anymore this year.
Oh, that's crazy.
They said that's one of the things they're considering is to shut him down.
That would be insane.
If I find out, what's the point?
Because he's a young quarterback that needs to play.
Okay, by that lot, you know what? Shut Aaron Rodgers down too, and let Jordan Love play. See what they can do. They're not going anywhere.
Craig, you excited to see your first round wide receiver play this year?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're in the hunt.
Just shut him down.
We're in the hunt. The Bears are not in the
hunt.
Please,
that is insane that you just said that. That is insane.
Fine. Just when it happens on Thursday, when they make the announcement,
okay.
I'll call you.
Okay.
I'll interrupt your Thanksgiving dinner. All right, Tennessee hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. This actually is a good game I'd like to see.
Tennessee, the biggest frauds in the NFL, Bengals.
Wow. You hate Tennessee.
I hate them.
I don't. They're tough. They're tough. They're not flashy. They're not sexy. But they're well coached, and I like Cincinnati too. Look, Cincinnati's, you know, they're playing good football as well. Tennessee at home, I'm taking the Titans. They play tough, ugly, tough. I think they squeak out in 19-16 overtime win. How about that?
Joe Burrow greater than Ryan Tannehill. I'm going with Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. But they play tough. They play tough this part time of year.
Atlanta plays tough. They're at Washington. Chris?
Give me the Commies.
That's funny. I agree with you.
I'll take the Commanders as well.
All right, that's
again,
sweet.
Tough game.
4
probably
o'clock,
down the wire.
4 o'clock game Sunday. The Los Angeles Chargers at Arizona.
Arizona's a dead football team. Chargers.
Chargers.
Chargers got to be better than 5-5. There's too much talent, but they're going to win this game. All right, Las Vegas at Seattle. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm Seattle on this.
Seattle.
Huh.
What?
I'm just looking. Vegas is not playing Denver, so they won't win, so give me Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. the Rams at Kansas City.
Explain to me how Stafford comes out of concussion protocol 2 days ago and back in concussion protocol today.
Makes no sense.
Frogs. Explain that to me.
Kansas City.
Something happened in practice that we didn't see?
I probably got a headache today.
Kansas City.
You're not wrong.
Blurred probably. Vision or
you're
something.
Not wrong. Definitely Kansas City.
The New Orleans Saints at the red-hot San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, until Dennis Allen wises up and puts Jameis in, I'm not picking the Saints. I'm holding out any who-dat fandom.
Even though he played well again last week, reasonably well, and they won.
Give me the Niners comfortably.
I take the Niners too.
Me too. And Green Bay at Philadelphia.
Philly.
4-7 Packers. Should you sit Rodgers and see what Jordan Love can give you the last of the year?
Yes, but they won't.
They won't. Philadelphia.
All right. We've got Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh at Indianapolis.
I'm going to go with the Steelers right here. I got the Steelers beating the Colts 17-14.
I got the Colts winning somehow, some way, 20-13.
I got the Colts 28-20.
Ooh, that's a lot of points.
28?
28.
Wow. They scored 28 under Saturday yet? Like total?
No.
Maybe not. All right, so that's our...
Hoping for turnovers.
That is our... those are the games now. Our Survivor game. We got left here.
Well, I've got mine picked already. I'm going to go with the 13-point favorite Miami Dolphins at home against the Houston Texans.
I also have that available to me. I'm doing that.
I have Kansas City available to me. I'm doing that against the Rams.
Save week 12 picks. There you go. That's how we do it. It's fun. You can do it. You can join in at any week. Just join in now. Brought to you by the Eatery by Ryan. Go to our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Coming up next hour, Cup of Joe, Joe Winner, Red Alert, Twitter Police, Sunshine State. We got a lot to do. Sound Street is next, and the Florida Gators coming off that loss. Mm. Closing out the 2022 regular season, Friday night on the road against the Florida State Seminoles. Coverage from Doak Campbell starts at 7:30 kickoff. College football has been presented by Diamonds by Diane and Twin Peaks, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Last night from Mexico City, the 49ers and Cardinals. 49ers win handily, 38-10. Here's George Kittle's 39-yard touchdown reception from Jimmy G on ESPN.
Third down and three. Garoppolo will float it. He's got Kittle. And Kittle is gone for the touchdown.
Okay. It was
How many missed tackles did the Cardinals have last night? 100?
How about that one play where they didn't even try to tackle? I thought it was Kittle going into the... Yeah. It was in that play, maybe.
Yeah, it was.
Just stopped on the sideline. Yep. Troy Aikman's birthday yesterday. Here is Kyle Shanahan. No, no. Oh, I walked right into it.
Happy birthday, dear Troy. Happy birthday to you.
Speaking of Marilyn Monroe, today's the anniversary of JFK, sadly, 59 years. Kyle Shanahan on Jimmy G.
I think Jimmy's doing a great job. I think Jimmy always has. When Jimmy's been healthy outside of the guys around him, I think he plays at a very high level. And I think he did that today as good as he has. So we're very fortunate to have him.
Jimmy's getting upset. Jimmy should be upset. That whole organization owes him an apology. Here's Kyle Shanahan on being the quote-unquote home team. A lot of 49er fans down there in Mexico City.
Man, I love San Francisco, but if we couldn't be there, I would love to be here. This place is awesome. That was just one of the coolest experiences I've been a part of. I mean, it was so neat last year going to playing in L.A. and seeing a whole red stadium in a stadium that wasn't yours. And then coming a lot farther to Mexico City and it being just the same. We were told it might be like that, but it was even better than we expected. And everywhere I've gone in Mexico, we've been given love like that. And then to feel here in Mexico City, it was so cool. I didn't know exactly how it was going to be, but, I mean, when they're booing the other team coming out and cheering for us, I mean, and we're this far away from home, I thought that was pretty special. And just coming in the hotel last night, our players felt it. You know, we've been in Colorado getting ready for this altitude and just focusing on that. And then we got here late last night, and you really, really started to hit us how special it was. Just walking in the hotel, seeing everyone, leaving to the game today, seeing the people on the streets, and then walking in that stadium. It was one of my favorite games to be a part of.
I tell you, it is. I wish you could do the butterfly effect sometime. We could do this for every game, but the interception that deflected off Connor, right there, that just changed everything. Three plays later, they're in the end zone instead of being.
Have you guys heard what happened to Simmons?
No.
The defensive player for Arizona, he went out last night. It looked like a separated shoulder, right before halftime.
Okay, I don't remember that. I was watching.
Pretty big play.
It's all a blur to me. Watched it. I just can't remember. I remember when Kyle Shanahan and Cliff Kingsbury were like two young guns, bright futures. Kyle has lived up to his reputation. Cliff Kingsbury, not so much. Says, we got to find a way to respond.
He won't be there after this season.
I thought they had a great drive. Obviously, a great play call there. But we got to find a way to respond. You know, I think even then it's 20 to whatever, 10 or 24-10. You're in the game, and I didn't think offensively we were able to come back and respond the way we needed to.
Here is Troy Aikman on whether he's buying in on the Niners.
I'm a huge buyer of the 49ers, and I have been all season, and I have been for the last several years, quite honestly, Scott. And a big reason for that is because of Kyle Shanahan. If I was in a position to hire a head coach and I could hire anybody I wanted, Kyle Shanahan would be that guy. The way that he's able to utilize his personnel, I think, as we mentioned in our game, John Lynch, their general manager, has done a terrific job as well of assembling the players. But they play a style of football that you just don't see around the league. It's an old-school style. I'm not surprised by that, knowing Kyle's background with his dad and running the football. But they are physical. And in a league today where there's so much emphasis on player safety and not much contact, not many padded practices during the week, they play like the game that is the game I used to know it. So not many teams can match that. If they're not accustomed to seeing it, I like them a lot.
If you're starting a team and starting a coach, is he your one? Out of the entire league? I mean, yeah, he's on a short list. Is he the one?
He's up there.
He's no question. And who's not going to be there next year is Cliff Kingsbury. I wonder if he's going to make it through the season. Yeah. It's already said. The slump has already started. I know the starting quarterback was out, but
yeah. I mean, he's
his
in the
second half numbers are awful from Texas Tech, say it every year, to with Arizona. The last 7 or 8 games of the year, he stinks, and it's just started a little bit earlier this year.
He's got to be right there with Andy Reid and Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that if you want to factor age in, obviously you give the lean towards Shanahan, but no, I mean.
There's no question about it. He's up there.
All right. Let's knock these out. Or is it going to make us too late? And we got 2 more cuts. You want to do it when we come back? We'll do it when we come back.
Do it when we come back.
All right, we'll do it when we come back. Cup of Joe, he'll be in. Joe Winter and Red Alert and Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition. So it's a loaded 3 o'clock hour. And don't forget, you could win $15,000 this month with the Sheeman & Shepherd Holiday Stimulus on ESPNSWFL.com. Log on and register to win. Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.